Although atoms are often likened to little solar systems, there is a crucial difference. In the solar system, any planet could be given a little more or less energy by moving it a little farther from or closer to the sun. But the states of an atom are discrete. We cannot change the energies of atoms except by certain definite amounts. Normally, an atom or molecule is in the state of lowest energy. When an atom or molecule absorbs light, it jumps from a state of lower energy to one of higher energy, and vice versa when light is emitted. Taken together, these ideas of Einstein and Bohr tell us that light can be absorbed by an atom or molecule only if the wavelength of the light has one of certain definite values. These are the wavelengths that correspond to photon energies that are just equal to the difference in energy between the normal state of the atom or molecule and one of its states of higher energy. Otherwise, energy would not be conserved when the photon is absorbed by the atom or molecule. Typical copper compounds are greenish-blue because there is a particular state of the copper atom with an energy 2 volts higher than the energy of the normal state of the atom, and that is exceptionally easy for the atom to jump to by absorption of a photon with an energy of 2 volts. A volt, when used as a unit of energy, is defined as the energy given to one electron when pushed through a wire by a 1-volt electric battery. When used in this way, it should more properly be termed an electron volt. But as is common in physics, I will just call it a volt. A micron is a millionth of a meter. Such a photon has a wavelength of 0.62 microns, corresponding to a reddish-orange color, so the absorption of these photons leaves the remaining reflected light greenish-blue. This is not just an awkward way of restating that these compounds are greenish-blue. We see the same pattern of atomic energies when we give energy to the copper atom in different ways, as e.g. with a beam of electrons. Chalk is white because the molecules of which it is composed do not happen to have any state that is particularly easy to jump to by absorbing photons of any color of visible light. Why? Why do atoms and molecules come in discrete states, each with a definite energy? Why are these energy values what they are? Why does light come in individual particles, each with an energy inversely proportional to the wavelength of the light? And why are some states of atoms or molecules particularly easy to jump to by absorption of photons? It was not possible to understand these properties of light or atoms or molecules until the development in the mid-1920s of a new framework for physics known as quantum mechanics. The particles in an atom or molecule are described in quantum mechanics by what is called a wave function. A wave function behaves somewhat like a wave of light or sound, but its magnitude, actually its magnitude squared,